Well, it's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Time to bring out the bubbly. But are we missing out by saving sparkling wines and champagne just for special events? Scott Greenberg thinks so. He's the wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. And in today's Wine of the Week, he talked with Sean and Hillary about sparkling wines. First question, if they're so good, why don't we drink them all year round?
That's a good question. I think it's just marketing, because I think sparkling wines and champagne are great all the time. I love these wines with all sorts of meals, whether it's oysters or chicken, fruits, vegetables, desserts. This is a very versatile wine.
Give us a little wine 101 lesson here. What is the difference between sparkling wine and champagne?
I'm so glad you asked. Champagne is made only in the tiny little region of Champagne in France, and they use a specific method called the Méthode Champenoise. And it's a very specific way of making champagne in a very specific region. So no place else can claim champagne other than, of course, Champagne. And it is denoted by using a capital C when referring to champagne. When you see a small C when somebody is using the word champagne, it generally means sparkling wine, not of that particular region.
Well, speaking of sparkling wines, for people who like listening to you, I guess earlier this year you talked about Proseccos. What else is there?
There's sparkling wines everywhere. Any winemaking region in the world now makes a sparkling wine, whether it's the country of Georgia, France, Italy, Spain, California. They think they're their own country. They all make sparkling wines. And they differ. They can make it in the Méthode Champenoise, or they can make it in what we call the Charmat method, which is what Prosecco uses. It's a little bit different method where they actually insert gas into the wine versus wine evolving in making its own gas. So the thing that I like about Prosecco's, crisp, dry, inexpensive, and fun to drink, but sparkling wines anywhere, fun to drink.
Got one in particular you have in mind right now?
I do. For a Prosecco, I like the non-vintage La Tordella Prosecco from Veneto, Italy. It's one of the best values in sparkling wines, $18. It's just great acidity and structure. Scents of lemon, lime fill the bouquet, while flavors of apple, nectarine dominate the front of the palate. And the crisp, refreshing finish features more citrus notes and just this little hint of pear at the end. It's very nice and a good way to end the year.
And how about your champagne? What's your pick?
If I'm going for a champagne, I'm really torn, because I think non-vintage champagnes are a wonderful buy. And I would go with a Montandon Brut from France. Tiny, precise bottles, great degree of elegance, delivers lovely notes of apple, pear, roasted almonds, $30. But if you really want to step off the curb big time, for $60, you can go to a vintage champagne, the 2002 Bertrand Delaspierre Brut Premier Cru. It's equal parts Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and Chardonnay. Just a really beautiful wine. Green apple, butter toast on the aromas, and then baked apple and ripe pear, roasted hazelnuts, candied ginger on the palate. This is a beautiful, beautiful wine. If you're going to celebrate the holidays, celebrate big time.
Scott Greenberg is the wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. We have a link to all of Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.